And so may I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please plonk yourselves down. I've just been on a lovely week's holiday up in Cumbria. One of the great joys of being a clergy is that you know people around the country who have large vicarages with spare rooms in lovely places, so you can always get a free or discounted holiday with them. And so I went up and had a lovely week with my friend Andrew, who some of you may know. And Andrew's got an absolutely wonderful, wonderful home. It makes the vicarage here at Bromley look like a little hovel in comparison, kind of 17th century stone built. It's marvellous. And he's a very tidy and finicky sort of man. He's got a lot of stuff, and everything has its own place, and it goes exactly there. And so as you walk round in the week, you know, using cups and things like that, you'll find that they just disappear around you, going back to exactly the same sort of place that they should go all along. We took with us Isabel, who is just coming up to 7 months old. Now, Isabel is just learning to eat, which is a marvellous thing to watch at. So we put her in the high chair, and we give her something. And she has a look at it, and she'll rip it up. She'll throw it here, she'll throw it there. Then she'll try and pick it up and get it towards her face, but she'll miss, of course. So it goes there, it goes there, it goes there, it goes all around. Finally, she'll get some in and chew it, just to make it a little bit more wet and messy, and then it'll all come out again. And then she'll pick it up and she'll just drop it over there. Now, because it's our child, Helen and I are thinking, this is amazing. Look at her go. She can like pick things up. She's doing wonderful things. Whereas Andrew was a little less impressed. And you can see him getting tetchier and tetchier and tetchier. And as soon as we'd done, he was up with every spray known to mankind there, cleaning, busying himself about making sure that everything was back again. And so when I sort of read this gospel passage, I felt quite zen, you know, thinking, yes, listening to Jesus, relaxing, enjoying the moment, that's what we're doing with Isabel. That's a good thing. We're doing really well here, whereas Andrew's using six products to make sure that his house is pristine again. But then we came back home. Helen's parents had come up with our dog that they'd be looking after while we'd be on holiday. And suddenly I realised I'm not always quite that zen. As they would pick up a cup and put it not in the dishwasher, but next to the dishwasher. It's like, why can't you put it in the dishwasher? You've walked to it, put it in. As little bits of kitchen roll get left around the house. As tea bags just left in the sink when the compost bin's just there. And suddenly I realise I'm not quite as relaxed as I thought I was. And actually, I'd like them to clean the house slightly better as they go along. When we talk about this passage of Martha and Mary, sort of Martha slaving away and getting rather grumpy and miffed about it, Martha just sitting there, people often sort of say that actually, you know, this is clearly a division of thing. What we should do is not be active, but sit and listen, and that's the end of it. But actually, I think that's not true. It's not true for us as people. There are times when we need to listen and reflect and be still and look at the wonder of a young child trying to eat. There are times when we need to be active and busy and cleaning. Both are needed, both acts, and they're both within us. It's not like you can be one sort of person or the other. Both are needed in the church. What's key to this passage is the understanding that both those things often. In a church, we get very busy with things, don't we? We're trying to fill the rotas, to get the activities done, to send emails and all those sort of things to keep things going. So sometimes perhaps we need to find that balance of listening and reflecting just a little bit more. But the key focus, of course, is always listening to Jesus, which is the most important thing from this lesson, is no matter what you do, whether that's listening, whether that's doing things that you have the words of God teaching you. And that's really important when it comes to baptisms, which we have today for Edward, which is a wonderful celebration. We receive him with joy. Am I right in thinking it's his birthday as well? What a birthday treat. You're going to get him drowned richly by a man in a strange dress. You're the best parents. We receive Edward with joy today. And today, what happens in baptism? He starts a life with God. That chance always as he grows up to stop and to listen, just hear what the Lord may be saying to him, to kind of grow in goodness and in stature, and to become the best person he possibly can. Just like other things in life, be that keeping things tidy, be that learning to eat, he needs your help and your assistance as parents and as godparents to do that. It's a big job to bring up a child, and you need all the help and support you can get. And the great hope we have today is that God is present and will be helping you and helping Edward as he grows, as he listens, and as he learns what to do in the world. And that's something which is pertinent, not just at baptism, which is something, a moment of reception where the grace of God comes, but it's something that's important for all of us at all stages in our life. Finding those moments where we need to stop and listen and reflect and then work out what we need to do and to make that action meaningful and focused, not just being busy for the sake of it, but realizing why we're doing it for the joy and love of God. To be honest, I'm going to stop there, mostly because I can't read the last paragraph I wrote in my own handwriting. But I think that's the message we have. We have a great moment of receiving today in the church of God's grace at work in the life of Edward. And that's something to celebrate, and we hope that as he grows, as he becomes stronger, he will turn that into good action in the world. And that's something which is incumbent for all of us, no matter what stage we are at in our journey and in our faith. Amen.